This is St. Louis Public Radio. Reaching younger voters may be one benefit of using college campuses for presidential debates. As Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton get set to appear at Washington University this Sunday, St. Louis Public Radio's Joe Manis talks with millennials about the importance of issues and with a professor about how students react to the candidates.
Washington University junior Christopher Hall stood before several hundred students at a recent debate between college Republicans and Democrats and explained how they are different from generations before.
You are millennials, and all of you defy the traditional left-right spectrum. You, as a whole, believe in policies that make you neither Republican nor Democratic, but something new.
That opening statement by Hall, a Republican, was underscored during the 90-minute debate. The two sides tussled over such issues as healthcare, immigration, and the economy. But two names weren't mentioned during the debate at all, Clinton and Trump. They were also absent from the Democratic opening statement delivered by junior Lachlan Athanasiou.
This debate tonight will not be about big government versus small government. This is about good government. It's about effective government. What I'm talking about is results-based governing.
Jimmy Loomis, president of the Campus Young Democrats, explained why the debate ignored the presidential contenders.
We want to give students an opportunity to know the issues, not the candidates, because at the end of the day, it's not the candidates who change their lives, it's the issues.
Mitchell McKinney, professor of communication at the University of Missouri-Columbia, has seen that same issue-oriented approach among the students he has been studying for years.
These voters are more persuadable, and we know this about millennial voters, are not as committed to, say, an established party or traditional political ideology.
This election year, McKinney is conducting scientific surveys of how the presidential debates are influencing college-age voters. Close to 500 students, including about 150 at Mizzou, are surveyed before and after each debate. Before the first televised debate, September 26th, McKinney was struck by the low opinion that the students had of the leading contenders.
Trump and Clinton have not yet been able to sort of crack that nut, if you will, in the sense of, you know, how can we appeal to these voters?
But by the end of that debate, Clinton's standing had improved dramatically. A key reason? Many of the students were turned off by Trump.
We were noticing particularly comments in terms of his demeanor, his style, words like bully. So I think just the interaction, the comportment of Donald Trump was driving some of that.
McKinney said that women students in particular were offended. After the student debate at Washington University, several women also laced their views on the issues with their disdain of Trump. Take, for example, junior Anna Maurer.
As much as you can understand Trump, I'm sure there are policies he believes in. I cannot decipher them from his language. I do feel like Senator Clinton has a comprehensive sense of policy and is making clearer points where I feel educated after listening to some of her speeches. But also, I wouldn't be embarrassed if she represents us to the world.
Meanwhile, WashU junior Max Handler, a Republican, is critical of both.
I don't believe either candidate is particularly strong in the economy. I think that Hillary Clinton's liberal policies are generally things I don't really agree with. And I think that Donald Trump, when he talks about policy, he talks about all the things he wants government to do for you.
Mizzou professor McKinney says that if the election is close, the millennial vote will likely determine who wins the White House. That's a point that Christopher Hall sought to make at last week's WashU debate.
And it is you, each and every one of you, who will define what this republic will become.
I'm Joe Manis, St. Louis Public Radio.